The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
There's such a richness in the readings today, it's simply unbelievable. Where does one begin? But the main thing is Peter's confession, and we know, that that led to the church and how important this passage is in the setting the primacy of the Petrine office, and good exegesis has been done that showed it. But what I'd like to emphasize is something that crosses over into the life of Edith Stein, St. Edith Stein, or St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. And that, of course, is the idea of just recognizing who Jesus is. And in the case of Peter, you know, Peter is one of these guys, he's kind of taken all this stuff in, and, he's, kind of coming to this conclusion that Jesus is simply unbelievable. And so he's kind of moved, by this. And when Jesus says, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter just blurts it out. I mean, it's almost as if this has been on the tip of his tongue, and he's moved by the Holy Spirit, and he just says, wow, you're the Messiah, the one who's coming into the world, the Son of God. He just blurts out this confessional statement that's over the top. And Jesus says to him, well, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for no man has revealed this to you but my heavenly Father. So he tells Peter that he's graced, and that the heavenly Father has almost put his hand and his spirit right upon Peter to make this statement, of this confession. And Jesus says, and then he knows, he says, and I tell you, you are Peter. Formerly his name was Simon. And to change the name of a person is something really only a parent can do, or somebody of, equal significance to a parent, namely Jesus. And he says, you are Peter, you are rock. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall never prevail against it. Whatsoever you declare bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you declare loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. I will give you the keys to the kingdom. And when he makes these declarations, of course, he is literally not only establishing the primacy of the Petrine office, but he's gotten he knows that Peter is with the Spirit, that Peter, is the one chosen by the Father. It's almost like a divine anointing, the Peter's confessional statement. And something similar happened to St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, the great Edith Stein, who really was one of the foremost students of Edmund Husserl, the founder of the School of Phenomenology in philosophy. And Martin Heidegger was one such student, and he went his way. And Edith Stein went a very, very different way. While Heidegger was sort of joining the Nazi party, and trying to, scoop up a chair for himself at Marburg, Edith Stein, because she was Jewish, was summarily fired, though she was one of, from her chair, right, that she occupied in 1933, because she was Jewish, and the Nazis didn't want her around. So she begins to utilize the time to get to the heart of what she calls truth. And for whatever reason, and I'm sure there is a historical reason for this, but I don't know. But she actually finds the autobiography of St. Teresa of Avila, reads that book, and goes, this is truth. There was a connection, a mystical connection with St. Teresa of Avila, an empathetic connection with St. Teresa of Avila, a connection that was very, very, very profound with her. And right at that moment, she starts looking at the Catholic Church seriously, and of course discovers Jesus. And Jesus is the truth that St. Teresa of Avila was talking about. And there we get it when she confesses that Jesus is the truth with a capital T, that he is the Son of God. She's right on the same level as Peter. And God anoints that woman not only to join the Carmelite order, but to be one of the great mystical saints, doctors of the church, and patron, one of the three woman patronesses of Europe. And that's a pretty good deal, Peter and Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.